Accession number 4296, reel number 9.
Mrs. Rzeszowski, tape 9. How long was it between the tribunal, your second tribunal, and when you heard the results? When you heard of your release?
I really don't quite know, because I can't locate the tribunal in time. But I think 4 or 5 months, probably.
Were you worried, very anxious during
yes,
that
I
period?
Yes, I was. I was very furious, because I kept being thrown into this group and not being considered on my own, and always my divorced husband was thrown into my way, and I disliked that intensely. In fact, I believe I wrote to them and I said I risked my own neck in Germany. And I don't want to be considered just as an appendix.
Was it just the one contact you had with the judge?
Yes.
I see.
Yes.
They didn't ask you other questions within that period?
No.
No?
No, don't think so.
Were many internees disappointed by non-release, having been before a tribunal?
Well, they were eventually all released. Some of them were very, very late. Amongst them, this girl I mentioned already, the librarian. It took very long until she was released, and my friend Friedel. I had quite a correspondence with Vera Craig about her, because she wasn't a refugee and was not a Jew, and so they just couldn't believe that she was not a Nazi.
You were there 18 months.
Yeah.
How did this period compare with other internees' stay?
Well, some, of course, were released already after the first summer. I dare say the first releases were already in the autumn of 40, but I couldn't swear to that.
But your period was quite a long
time. It was quite a long time, yes.
Did there seem to be any logic to the tribunal's decisions on release to you?
No.
Did you know of any cases of denouncements when internees would denounce other internees to judges?
I didn't hear of anything. I heard suspicions, but the other way around, as it were, that people suspected that they had been denounced. But I don't think there was any proof of that. I don't think what they could have been denounced. Well, I mean, people could have been denounced them as being Nazis. Yes, that. But yes, that could have been. But I haven't heard of. Anything.
Was there a labour exchange of any description on the island?
There was, towards the end, a sort of labour exchange or. Employment exchange set up, yes.
And the purpose of this would have been to help them once they got back to the mainland, would it?
Yes, and also I think the recruiting for the forces was done at the same place and by the same people. I think so. But there again, I wouldn't swear to it.
Do you remember your actual release, how you heard of it?
Well, I suppose I was I don't think it was done in writing. I was just told that I was being released and that I could leave.
How did you feel when you heard?
Well, I felt very, very glad, of course. And again, a little bit anxious on how to fit back into normal civilian life. As it happened, I did have no difficulties, but one didn't know that.
How soon could you go once you heard that you were released?
I really don't know. Not very long. I think just a few days.
And did you have anywhere to go?
Yes, I had friends who were prepared to put me up.
And how about a work permit?
Well, that came in London, of course. I had to go to... there was a specific labour exchange which dealt with aliens. And I had to get a specific permit once I had been offered a job, a specific work permit. I'm not quite sure about the details anymore, but I remember it was somewhere in Holborn, this labor exchange, which only dealt with, or mainly dealt with, aliens.
And did you have a job to go to?
No, I didn't have a job to do. It took me quite some time to find a job, and in the end, some political refugee organization gave me an introduction to a job. I had great difficulties, in fact, because I wanted a man's job. See, I'm an engineer, and they always wanted to send me in and said, oh, there's no call for woman engineers. I said, no, but there are calls for men engineers, and they wouldn't, these girls at the labor exchanges found that very difficult to understand.
And what did you do eventually?
Eventually, I became a jig and tool draftsman in a firm who worked for the Ministry of Aircraft Production.
And was that satisfactory to you? Was it the sort of work you wanted?
It wasn't quite the work I wanted, but women can't be choosers.
What did you find the attitude of people was to you, having known that you had been interned?
Well, this firm was a refugee firm. The boss was a refugee, the second in command was a refugee, the chief engineer was a refugee, that there was no difficulty whatsoever. And I got on very well with the normal English work people.
How easy was it to adapt after internment? You said earlier
no
on,
difficulties.
I believe, yes, that it
no difficulties.
Did you find that internment strained your faith in British democracy at all?
That's a very difficult question to answer. I don't think so. I mean, I realize it was a panic measure, the whole thing, and these things are relative. I mean, if you compare it with Nazi Germany, obviously it wasn't an ideal state of affairs, neither was it an ideal government, nor was the population ideal. It was the best you could expect at the time under the conditions. I wouldn't have known anything better. I don't think America was any more democratic than Great Britain was at that time.
How important do you think this experience of internment was to your life?
Well, I found it very important in a personal way. I enjoyed lots of things. I enjoyed the company of women whom I thought at the time, whom I still think exceptional, and whom I might not have met. I enjoyed the beautiful surroundings. I did a good job there. I felt that I was doing a good job. I was helping people who were less articulate than myself and less resourceful, although I'm not terribly resourceful. And somehow there were difficulties with which one coped, and that is always satisfactory and satisfying. I resented very much the separation from my children, and particularly this fact that my eldest daughter was only able to see me for 1 hour. This was a terrible experience. Well, I don't know what else I can say about it, really.
Have you ever wanted to go back to the Isle of Man?
I would have liked to go back to see the landscape which we could only see from far. During the second year, the barbed wire was very, very much nearer the houses. We didn't have this lovely golf course anymore, but then the summer wasn't as beautiful either. My friend went back. She had piled up very, very much with the second landlady and her sister and their mother. And she went back once or twice and told me about it. Somehow, I think I would have liked to go back and see it again.
Well, Mrs. Ryszkowski, thank you very much for sharing your experiences with us.